going to read Acts chapter 1, verse 8, first in Spanish and then in English. Hechos 1, versículo 8. Pero cuando venga el Espíritu Santo sobre ustedes, recibirán poder y serán mis testigos en Jerusalén, en toda Judea, en Samaria y hasta el último rincón de la tierra. Acts 1, 8, Jesus says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This is the word of God.
Costa Rica is a special place for me, porque es el lugar a donde aprendí mucho más la idioma del cielo, la idioma. And those who speak Spanish are like, keep trying. Yeah, keep studying there, buddy. But part of the six-week program when I went down there as part of my college studies was I lived with a family that spoke no English at all. So that immersion, it forces you. You have no choice. If you want to communicate at all and get some dinner, you got to speak Spanish. And the two boys in that family were teenagers. And as you know, teenagers are ruthless. And so I'd come home and they'd say, ¿cómo le fue? And I was like, huh? And of course, you guys know what that means. It's just, how did it go? You know, very simple. And then I'd talk about the day. And one of the words that comes up a lot in Spanish is the word for everything. That again, you all know. Todos los días. All the time. Todos los días. And every time I use that word todo, which just means all, the boys would laugh and say, y vacas. Todo y vacas. And so what they were hearing, yeah, see, the Spanish speakers start to laugh because they know they weren't hearing me say all, they were hearing me say bull. Instead of todo, they heard me saying toro, toro. So I'd say toro and they'd say y vaca, which means cow. Bulls and cows. So obviously I had a lot to learn about the Spanish language, but it was a beautiful place to learn, to experience, and I'll tell you one more story. Now, we're going to hear a bunch of stories, and I want to get out of their way so the team members, but let's all say thank you to the missions team and to this group that bravely went to Costa Rica to share. But I just want to give us a couple details from our verse of the month from this Matthew 9 passage. We've heard about the Great Commission. Next week, we'll hear about Jesus' great commitment to build his church and bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. Today, we want to highlight the great compassion of Jesus, which is what these water filters and the team going to introduce the water of life as they introduce clean drinking water. It highlights what Jesus did in his ministry. Jesus went through all the cities teaching in their synagogues, presenting the kingdom of God, proclaiming the gospel, and healing every disease and every affliction. When Jesus went to do ministry, what he did was share the truth, preach the kingdom, and show the love of God, showing and sharing, preaching the good news and healing as he went. You can't miss that in the ministry of the Lord Jesus, the two sides of his ministry, showing his authority to heal and drive out demons, but at the same time, his authority to teach. This is the what of Jesus' ministry. What did he come to do? And then what did he call us to do? He said, I've given you example, now go, do as I have done. Teaching and healing, showing and share. So we started with who. Who does Jesus send? From Acts 1:8, he sends us all out. We are his ambassadors. We are his witnesses. Then we saw what? What are we? What is our mission? Our mission is to do what Jesus did, to show the love of God and share the truth of God. And why do we do that? What Jesus gives us the why, because of his love, his deep compassion. When he saw the crowds, and brothers and sisters, that's us. He had compassion. He looked at you across the ages, 2,000 years ago. He looked at you and had compassion for you, for me, for us, for these folks in Costa Rica, for others around the world, he had compassion. Why? Because he saw how harassed by what? By enemies, by wolves, by threats, harassed and helpless. Were we lions and elephants? Could stand up? No, like sheep. Without anyone to protect us, sheep without a shepherd. Here's why Jesus did ministry and why we go to do ministry, whether it's across the street or around the world, because of the compassion of the Lord Jesus, his love that compels us. And read Matthew 8 and 9 later this week as you have opportunity. Here's what Jesus did that illustrates his compassion. He saw this paralyzed man and healed him. He went and called a tax collector, who in this case we know his name because he wrote this book for us. Even a tax collector that everyone else hated. He saw this dead girl that everyone was weeping, and he went and said, "Don't worry about it. She's just taking a nap." Called her back to life just like that. This woman who had been subject to bleeding for years that no one would go near, and he cleansed her and restored her to her community. He saw these two blind men that were just begging, and then a man who was mute because of a demon. He had compassion, and Matthew sums up the ministry of Jesus the chapter before, where there were six other miracles just like those in chapter 9. And listen to how Matthew describes this. That evening, they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with just a word, and he healed all who were sick. All this to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. So we have, who does Jesus send out? All of us are his witnesses. What do? We show and share the love of Jesus. Why do we do it? Because of his great love for us. How do we continue the ministry of the Lord? First of all, we pray, and then we join in the work. We become the answer to our own prayers. Jesus said this, Matthew 9, the harvest is plentiful. And part of the reason we need to go overseas sometimes is to be reminded that not all soil is like it is here in suburban Tampa. There are very fruitful soils out there. And Jesus said this, so we know it's true. The harvest is plentiful. The problem is not the harvest. It's certainly not the Holy Spirit. The problem is that we're not praying toward this, and we're not sending out laborers and going as laborers. Therefore, Jesus tells us. So what's the answer to this? First of all, pray. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. So Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for how you are working all over the world, and what an encouragement to hear these reports of that work. Thank you for the faithfulness and boldness of this team that you led, Holy Spirit, by your prompting to go, and they obeyed and went forth and shared how you changed their lives, and how, Lord Jesus, how you have changed history, and how you continue to change each one of us by your grace and your love. Enable us and lead us, Holy Spirit, to the opportunities you have for us right here in Tampa. And we commit ourselves to you, and we sing to you, Lord Jesus, the one who is holy now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.